Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connection special Saturday edition. Today's date is the 22nd day of July, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you here with me. Very important information to share with you today. It's been heating up all over the planet. We have a series of events that are unfolding, of course, in the Middle East. You're all aware of that. What you may be less aware of are the way these things have been spun to actually create an environment for more dangerous events, in fact. And we're going to discuss that today with a regular guest of mine, especially recently since these events have been unfolding, Christopher John Berkus. And Christopher is a researcher. He does a great deal of work at trying to make sure he doesn't make mistakes with the things he says. Of course, nobody's perfect, but Chris's work has been more often than not right on the money, spot on. We got some things to discuss here that are going to be eye-opening, and others to just give you a better bent on how this is unfolding and what we could do about it. But before we do that, I have a message to go out to a fellow patriot. His name is Michael Rivero. Mike Rivero has been posting my things for a very long time, since last year at around September. And of late, we've had a problem that was kind of took place that, let me tell you this. First of all, I'd like somebody to send this to Mike, because I want to make sure that he hears the fact that I do apologize. I had a couple of things on my website that were not favorable to him, and I had told him I was going to take them off. I thought I did that. I intended to do that, and it wasn't so. And so I apologize, Mike. I really do. That was not intentional, and I am doing a mea culpa right now on this radio program. That being said, this is really about fighting a big fight, a war. We have a war going on, and it's a war for the hearts and minds of the world's citizens, the human beings that we share this planet with. And things are in a state right now where we could be losing the whole game all at once. And it's coming on the heels of a sickness that I describe as Zionism. It is being perpetrated by pseudo-Jewish people. In other words, people who come from a community that traditionally would not even have been considered Jewish just a few hundred years ago. But, Christopher, I want to bring you up right now and start discussing some of you've done two shows with me recently, and we laid a lot of information out on the line, Chris, and people have had a moment to absorb it and maybe look into your information. Where are we going with this, and what's happening in Lebanon, in your view?
What I believe is happening in Lebanon at present is that they are pushing towards Tyre, which in Ezekiel chapter 27 is called Tyrus. And they want to lay this region of Lebanon to waste. And I believe that after the program, people will be able to go to your website, imthewitness.com, and there they'll find Ezekiel chapter 27. And they'll be able to see that this fits in exactly with the plans that are spelled out by the Jewish prophets. And I don't believe that's coincidental, and I don't believe that God is involved in this.
Now, what Jewish prophet would you be speaking of?
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel, now, okay. Now, Ezekiel had a lot of things to say, did he not?
Yes, he did.
You mentioned on the last show a couple of very important passages in Ezekiel, and I brought up with you in a private call that it had a different take in the Christian community than it does in this Jewish community. Could you explain to me what you said the difference was being interpreted as?
You're referring to Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39, which relate to the war against Gog and Magog.
That's right.
Which I believe that they are trying to deliberately create so as to artificially fulfill their own prophecies. They're not viewing the prophecies as religious prophecies anymore, but as political plans. Now, the Christian should, this should be a telltale sign to the Christian that these are not a godly people and that this is not the fulfillment of Christian prophecy. Because in Revelation chapter 20, I believe, verses 7 and 8, it specifically states that the battle against Gog and Magog is a post-millennial battle, that it will not take place until after Satan is unleashed from the abyss. And they should draw from this the knowledge that what is happening is not happening pursuant to Christian beliefs. It is happening pursuant to false Jewish beliefs.
So basically what you're saying is that they're following a roadmap that the Christians aren't even in possession of.
They are following a chronology that directly contradicts the Christian faith.
Now, what would be the advantage of them doing this? And I mean, because it's hard for me to understand how anybody could be doing any of this, even remotely doing something this nonsensical to me. But somehow there are people on this planet who have these belief systems. Now, what is it that drives this group forward, and what is it about the Christians that refuses to accept the fact that this is possible?
Well, it's irrational. It's self-destructive. But we shouldn't be accused of being irrational when we point out the irrationality and destructiveness of others. And these apocalyptic prophecies are highly destructive, so it would be difficult to conceive of the fact that any human being would deliberately try to create these horrific events. But this is not the first time in Jewish history that they have deliberately brought about horrific events as self-fulfilling prophecies. And one has to ask themselves, why did they go to all the trouble to create this state of Israel, which has only caused themselves terrible problems for a very long time, if not to fulfill these prophecies by artificial means? So this is not unprecedented.
Well, it would seem to me that they don't give one hoot about the safety of children, women, or anybody. It seems like they're attempting to murder the southern Lebanese civilians wholesale at the moment. I mean, they're shelling indiscriminately. They're blowing up entire neighborhoods. So, in other words, there is absolutely no care being taken about this. They're trying to lay waste to an area. Now, that kind of fits in with what your take is.
Well, if you read Ezekiel chapter 27, verses 35 to 36, it says, "All the inhabitants of the isle shall be astonished at thee, and their king shall be sore afraid. They shall be troubled in their countenance. The merchants among the people shall hiss at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt be any more." They are told to completely destroy this beautiful country, and the rest of the chapter describes how beautiful and productive Lebanon is. So that's a good indication that these people have always been greatly admired in the world. The Lebanese people for thousands of years have been a highly productive, good, and wonderful people. And the Jewish mythology demands that the Jews destroy this beautiful, productive land and these wonderful people.
To what end, though? To what end, in your view, must they be destroyed?
Toward the end of a greater Israel and toward the end of provoking a greater war against all of humanity. And foreign listeners will be amazed at what is occurring in the American media. They are promoting evangelical Christians who are calling for the apocalypse, and they are promoting the idea of World War III. Major news media are so reckless and irresponsible as to promote the idea that we are entering into World War III, and they are alienating the United States from the rest of the world and creating an us-against-them mentality. And they are stating that the U.S. and Israel will have no allies in this World War III, which they are promoting. They are trying to stir up the war instead of trying to prevent it. They aren't talking about peace. They aren't talking about how we can enter into an area of peace, an era of peace and prosperity for humanity. Instead, they're deliberately trying to beat the war drum. Now, that's irrational behavior. What is the foundation of that irrational behavior has to be these prophecies, which they are exactly fulfilling by artificial means. They are the religious fanatics. Please don't misinterpret what I'm saying as if I believe these things and that I believe it is God who is making manifest these events. Clearly it is not.
But, first of all, George Bush isn't bright enough to have a religious epiphany of any type. So the people that surround him don't seem to be, in touch with anything rational either. Are they all religious zealots, or are there some people there getting paid off? What's the story with these people?
These people were obviously allowed to succeed into positions of power because they would go along with whatever they were told, and I believe that's what's happening. They are simply being instructed as to how to behave themselves in this calamitous situation. That is why they're staying out of it.
And do you think that absolutely abhorrent behavior of George Bush with the German chancellor and him looking like a haggard, drunkard, sickly-looking lecher was intentionally done to further degrade the office of American president?
Whether it was intentional or not, I believe it's had that effect, which is bad for our country. And I believe that the rest of the world has to realize that this is not what America symbolizes. This is what America has been made to symbolize by a corrupt force, which is corrupting America and trying to create a hostility between America and the rest of the world, and that there are productive means of counteracting this so that humanity can step forward into an era of peace and prosperity where we try to build each other's nations instead of trying to ruin them.
Well, now, I've always advocated the idea here in Europe that everyone here needs to relook at this European idea, because what's happened with that is an alienation, a higher unemployment rate, runaway inflation, loss of sovereignty, loss of political representation. In other words, this whole process of Europe has been a terrible disaster, I think, for most Europeans. And yet this agenda was shoved forward and continues to be. I'm wondering if the same forces that have shaped Europe are the ones that are shaping America's descent into sickness and insanity.
It is certainly the case that it is the same forces. But I think it's wrong to blame the systems which are being established. The real problem is the powers who are assuming the throne. This system of the European Union could have worked out very well had not ill-intentioned people deliberately subverted the interests of the people of Europe, as they are deliberately subverting the interests of the people of America. It is not that the systems themselves are fundamentally flawed or state ideals which are contrary to the benefit of humanity. It is that the people who are put in power of these systems are corrupt and have ill intention.
Well, it seems to me, Christopher, you believe that we are on a fast track to a nuclear exchange here. Who would be structuring this this fight, and where would the enemies of Israel and America be, and how is Europe involved, and how is Russia involved, and what do you see all this?
I see all this as being an orchestrated maneuver to bring about an apocalyptic war, and America is the preeminent nuclear force and cannot, and the American people will not, battle a conventional World War III. Our economy is in at the edge of the precipice, and we will be led to believe that it is in our own interest to utilize nuclear weapons because we don't have the troops, the will, or the economic might to carry out a conventional World War III against the world. And for the sake of these 5 million racist Israelis, we are being drawn into a situation where we will be engaging in a nuclear World War III. And they are deliberately creating hostilities between the American people and the rest of the world.
Well, I'm looking at this whole thing with just ensconced a tad here, because I can't fathom the fact that somebody would do that. And I don't see how anybody with a brain can think they would survive themselves. So what you're telling me is these people don't have any intention or any hope to be surviving. They think they're going to be killed along with the rest of them.
For hundreds of years, Kabbalistic Jews have been feeding false Christian beliefs to Christians in anticipation of the events which are occurring today. They have been teaching these Christians that they will be raptured up into heaven by Jesus Christ and will not suffer from the harm that they intend to do to others. So these people, within their false beliefs, are acting rationally. And they believe that if they hasten these events, if they deliberately provoke them, then the world will be brought into a thousand-year period of peace and prosperity, and that the sooner they perpetrate ultimate evil, the sooner they will perpetrate ultimate good. So they have been led down the garden path to commit suicide for the sake of the Jews by Jews who mean them nothing but harm. And this has been going on for hundreds of years. And one could even view Christianity itself as a stumbling stone that was placed on the path of the Roman Empire, which led it almost immediately to its downfall.
It's beyond me to consider that 2,000 years of effort would be involved in this, although I'm too aware of just how profound these connections go. And but I have to say, Christopher, that doesn't sound like anything rational. And who would be the people behind it?
Behind it would be the racist Jews who have deliberately kept the Jewish people segregated from the rest of humanity for 2,500 years in anticipation of these events. They have, in their writings and in their actions, refused to assimilate into humanity and to end their genocidal designs on the rest of humanity. And significant figures in history have warned that the reason they do this is because they believe at some period in history they would have a genocidal king who would wipe out, utterly erase the rest of humanity. That is stated expressly in their beliefs. And there was no other purpose for this people to refuse to assimilate into humanity other than to wait for that day when they could bring these calamitous events about. And they believe that they have now so corrupted the press and the government of the United States, and the government now possesses these weapons, which the world did not possess until comparatively recently, that they can artificially fulfill these prophecies. And there was a shift in Judaism several hundred years ago where they decided that they would bring these things about artificially, and they would no longer wait for the Jewish Messiah to descend from heaven.
Now, how do the Khazars and the non-original Semite Jews play into this? And why are they the kingpins of this this nightmare that's unfolding?
Because they were the merchant class of Eastern Europe and develop great wealth, which enabled them to corrupt governments and to corrupt the flow of information so that they could bring these events about. And because they had a couple of pseudo-messiahs who taught them how to go underground in order to fulfill these prophecies through political means, because they were deeply involved in the Shabbatayan and Frankist movements, and because they accepted the Kabbalistic writings that said that to do evil is ultimately to do good because it provokes God to intervene.
That is an astonishing analysis of this, and I do know the fact that as you've just stated it to be true as far as this, but there is a question about the Khazarians not being of Semitic origin, and how do they square the circle of non-Jews being the primary force behind this transformation?
Because they don't square the circle, they deny it. They have a self-deception, and they certainly have been interacting with Sephardic Jews. And this is not a new deceit within Judaism. There never were the 10 northern tribes. And we have many groups pretending to be the lost tribes of Israel. And this is another sign to Christians that this is not the fulfillment of Christian prophecy. The 12 tribes of Israel have not returned to the land of Judah or to the greater Israel. And that is why they are artificially trying to bring these events about.
Wow, Chris. You know, when I think about the ramifications of the things you're saying, and I have to wonder how much credence I should lend it. I mean, if it's true what you're saying, we're on the verge of an all out nuclear exchange with who? Who are they going to fire these bombs at?
I suspect the initial targets will be Iran and potentially Syria. This will lead into a broader war. We may even have breakaway private armies within Russia and Pakistan, since the governments of the world have been so corrupted. And this will lead to greater and greater conflagrations. And once these conflagrations begin, of course, the economies of the world will begin to collapse. And this has happened before. We have had two world wars before fought on behalf of these people. The way they have been able to do this is because the Rothschild family accumulated such vast fortunes that they controlled the governments of the world and could force them into wars and into revolutions and into depression and economic calamities. Now, the purpose of Judaism is not to build up the other nations of the world, but rather to destroy them. This is the express purpose of Judaism. It is the Jewish mission.
That sounds anti-Semitic. How do we fight off that argument that says that I'm, if I believe that flow of information, I'm an anti-Semite?
By pointing out the facts, by citing the literature which expressly states exactly what I've said.
And do you have any of that available? I know you're very good at documenting things. I'm wondering if you have at your disposal some of the information that would point to that, because Ted Pike has pointed similar things, and so have others, including Lorraine Day just the other day, pointed out that this is their goal, and so did Eustace Mullins quite clearly.
Well, I think those who have read the Old Testament will be very familiar with it, and we have examples such as Psalms, the second psalm. We have other examples in Isaiah, in Ezekiel, in various other passages. I won't quote them now, but I can certainly put them together and post them on your website, because I think it's very important. And I understand that it will be difficult for people to believe that the Jewish faith contains within itself the seeds of this apocalyptic war which they are artificially creating. But it certainly does. And if someone has an alternative interpretation, I wish they would send that to the Kabbalistic Jews who seek to fulfill that horrific interpretation of the Jewish faith.
Now, the interesting thing that I see here is, in the face of absolute horror being unleashed, and the French public is they're livid. They're 10-to-1 ratio of negative press against Israel. The Israelis are certainly being outed here as monsters, and the Lebanese are being shown to be the victims that they are. And I'm wondering why it is that the French press is being so honest about this this reporting, and the American press not.
Well, my initial suspicion is that that is the appropriate reaction of human beings to the brutality that the Israelis are perpetrating against the Lebanese. There may be ulterior motives in that they seek to discredit the United States and to create tensions between the United States and the rest of the world so as to provoke World War III and to delineate the powers that will be involved in World War III. There may also be other traumatic events planned for France, such as a false flag operation in the city of Paris, to draw in France. And the press will then have won credibility with the French public when they report that, alas, we were wrong, and the Muslims really are this terrible force that we have to kill off.
Well, you know, there's a lot of supposition there, and you know, of course, when we're fighting this kind of battle, and the consequences are as high as they are, I suppose suppositions are absolutely acceptable. Except that, how much of this can we go to the bank with here?
What we can go to the bank with is the fact that the U.S. media is pressing for World War III, and that is against the interests of the American people, and that is completely reckless and irresponsible behavior. And they are not pressing for immediate peace, even though they openly acknowledge that this warfare in Israel could provoke World War III and nuclear holocaust. Why isn't the whole world crying out to stop this immediately when the whole world recognizes that to be the case?
Well, the people of the world are crying out, at least the people around me are, and they're horrified and angered by what they're watching take place in southern Lebanon and in Palestine, and have been for a very long time. And the exodus of the expats and the murder of the southern Lebanese is just horrifying everyone that I speak to.
Properly so, and it shouldn't just horrify them; it should provoke them to action. And there are many actions which the governments of the world should take. The first is to stop pretending that the United States of America has the right to decide whether what Israel is doing is just and appropriate or not. The United States has no such right and is clearly biased both in favor of Israel and against the interests of the rest of humanity. That is a very important step to take, and that throws the burden of responsibility on the people of the rest of the world instead of simply denying their responsibility by saying that the United States is the arbiter in this situation. The United States cannot be a neutral arbiter in this situation, because our government is corrupted by a corrupt press, which is pro-Zionist.
It is. That is an undeniable and an unassailable fact. We have been over and over this fact on the French Connection, and I have spent countless hours discussing how our press has just provided a positive impetus for all of the Israeli actions over many, 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 many decades. And the fact is, even in the formulation of this plan for Zionism and its inception, the press was part of it. I mean, this goes back a very, very long time.
What the governments of the world can do is to lock down the Israeli embassies, begin expelling Israeli diplomats, and begin boycotting Israeli products and shut down the Israeli economy. If an Arab state had attacked Israel in this unprovoked and barbaric fashion, that is what immediately would have happened. Diplomatic relations would have been broken off. Economic sanctions would have been imposed immediately. And that is precisely what should happen to Israel to discourage this kind of aggressive, bellicose behavior.
Well, I'm in a situation now where I'm watching this unfold, and I'm wondering you know, as they bring their troops up to the border, they have actually been using some rather dangerous weapons. If you've been reading the extensive amount of information that's out there, they're genociding these people, Christopher.
And that is precisely what they were told to do by Ezekiel in chapter 27. I again encourage people to read that and to see the parallel and to realize that this is not the function of God. This is the function of religious fanatics.
Hmm.
Now, if it should happen that the whole world should turn against Israel and they are forced to cease to try to provoke the battle of Gog and Magog, and I don't think they will stop, I think they're trying to give us the false hope in order to buy time that they are going to cease their aggression at southern Lebanon. But I know very well they will not, and the way that I know that is because their ambassadors to the United Nations and to the United States utter the names of Syria and Iran at every possible opportunity and are trying to create a racist hatred among the American people towards the people of Syria and Iran, and are trying to provoke the American people into an unnecessary war and into becoming hateful, warmonger, Nazi-type people when we are in a state of peace. And instead of promoting peace, these warmongers are promoting war.
Now, I've got a question for you, because you did have the opportunity to hear what Eustace Mullins had to say a couple of days ago, and he pointed out quite clearly, and he wasn't even hesitant in his analysis, that the Iranian government has been in bed with these people from the beginning, and it's something that you actually said as well.
Not only the Iranian government, but it is quite clear that the Saudi, Egyptian, Jordanian governments are in league with them as well. And that is why you see this artificial division in the Islamic community that is encouraging war, that is encouraging Israeli aggression against Muslims and Christians. Because these governments are corrupted. And it is quite clear that when Israel clears a corridor through Lebanon, attacks Syria, takes Damascus, which also has strong religious implications because they believe the opposition to their Messiah will come out of Damascus, and provokes Iran, or plans to have Iran attack American soldiers to draw America into a broader war, that after that they will then overthrow the governments of Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Egypt and take the land of Greater Israel.
Now, how long is it going to take?
These governments are clearly working against the interests of people, against the interests of their own people, against the interests of peace, and against the interests of humanity. And the people of these countries have to realize it and demand a change in the behavior of their governments. And they don't need to overthrow their governments. They need to demand that their governments act in a responsible and appropriate fashion to this barbaric aggression coming out of Israel.
Well, one of the things that has shocked me is that in the face of overwhelming evidence that they're murdering tens of thousands of people, homeless, murder, mayhem, because they sent two soldiers in southern Lebanon, they got kidnapped by Hezbollah, or one other soldier got kidnapped. It's obvious to anybody who looks at it that this is just a fabrication. It was fabricated and designed this way. You don't need much of a brain to see that.
And you should also realize that this model was also carried out in the Gaza Strip, where they are committing genocide against a helpless Palestinian people. These cowards are utilizing modern weaponry to attack people who have nothing but stones in their hands. And they create pretexts, which aren't even pretexts, because any rational person realizes that collective punishment is a crime against humanity, and that it creates an incentive for the Israelis to stage false flag operations so that they can then justify through their corrupt press their deliberate aggression and genocidal intentions against helpless people who simply want to live their lives in peace. We have got to stop falling prey to this model whereby the Israelis kill their neighbors and we smile at them for doing it.
Well, you know as well as I do, with the lockdown that they've got on the American political system and the press and the monetary system and the medical system and the and so many others and the university structure and the water. In fact, the Rothschilds own the America's water systems, the whole U.S. filter system and Vivendi Water and Suez Leonide des Eaux are all Rothschild controlled and owned. And you take a look at that, and most Americans are not even aware that they haven't got a choice except to stand up.
Absolutely. And there are ways to wake up other Americans. I believe that we should make some major motion pictures. And one of them would be something like Moshiach the Antichrist. And we can show in this motion picture the designs of this Jewish king to bring about the fulfillment of these Jewish prophecies, and we can put in his mouth the vile statements that are found in the Talmud and in other Jewish writings, the hateful, racist, genocidal statements, and we can expose very clearly to people what's going on. And the American public better wake up to the idea that there are Mossad agents in the American press. There are Zionists who are not loyal to the interests of the United States, but quite the contrary, want to draw the United States into World War III. And we had better wake up to it and fight against it. And we can do it, and we can win. And it will be in the interests of all people, most especially in the interests of the Jews. And the Jews of Israel, the good Jews of Israel, ought to leave that nation. And that will further create a disincentive for war, because if they see that their population is diminishing instead of increasing, they will have no incentive to create more wars, which will further reduce their population.
It doesn't seem to me they really care about any opinions today, whether I think they're bad or whether French think they're bad or whether anybody does. It seems they're on autopilot and going headlong into mayhem.
That is what they are. That is why they have kept themselves segregated from humanity at great cost for 2,500 years. And they're waiting for their day of revenge. And their day of revenge will come about with nuclear war. And they have created neuroses within their own children to make them hateful murderers and to make them the enemies of humanity and to make them willing to sacrifice themselves as long as they can gain revenge against this enemy they have created artificially, simply for the purpose of fulfilling their religion. And their religion is more political than it is spiritual. It is a battle against humanity.
It makes absolutely no sense to anybody who's rational, Chris.
It shouldn't. It shouldn't. And that is why people should recognize what a threat this is and ought to investigate it. They owe it to themselves to understand the nature of this conflict so that they can confront it head on for what it is. And what it is a plunge into nuclear holocaust.
Well,
and they are encouraging American, evangelical, dispensationalist, fundamentalist, Christian Zionists to push for a nuclear World War III. And that cannot make sense to a rational human being. And the people of Israel, the good Jews in Israel, there must be a decent proportion of them, must realize that these Christians intend for the tribulation to take place, which means the decimation of the Jewish people of Israel. They are not your friends, and you may think they are sheepish and stupid and are going to lay down and die for you, but things may turn around very quickly when they realize that they have not been raptured up into heaven but have been betrayed by people. This is a very dangerous game that's being played with a hell of a lot of innocent life at stake, and it's got to stop, and we've got to stop it because they're not going to.
Well, let's talk just for a moment here about their willingness to murder wholesale over 100 million people in a 100-year time frame. We know from research that they were the formulators and fomenters of the First World War, and they extended it and exacerbated its murderous spree. They used that event to foster the next terrible events of World War II, and actually finance the growth of the Nazi war machine with their own money. using also the duped Americans to send money, including Harriman and the rest, and that's where George Bush and his cohorts come in. And so what we see, and then they turned Russia into a killing zone from 1917 on, killing millions of people, and most of them, Georgian and Ukrainian and Orthodox Christians were murdered wholesale there. And I'm wondering, Chris, that we already know they're willing to kill millions. How the next group of calamities is going to kill billions?
It's going to kill billions, and we need to wake the Russians up to their own history. That would be another very effective motion picture, is to demonstrate how evil Jewish leadership has waged war against the Russian people and killed off tens of millions of the best of the Slavic peoples of the Ukraine and of Russia and of Poland. That would really wake those people up. And the intent was to kill off their brightest and their best and to leave them, to breed them into a subservient, stupid population.
Have they succeeded in any way?
No way. And the Russian people had better wake up and start to fight back, and they need information to do it. And hopefully there are Russian generals who will develop private armies to fight back, just as there were in the Bolshevik Revolution. And that needs to happen around the world. We need to have responsible people put an end to these wars forever, because we cannot engage in war without risking the future of humanity. And when people cry out for World War III, and when national news media is promoting the idea of World War III, humanity is in jeopardy.
That goes without saying. And watching that they do this because they claim two soldiers were kidnapped, and then seeing that these dinky little Katyusha rockets being sent in, and I'm sure those are false flag operations, just so that they can rev up this attack machine. One wonders what's coming next, Chris. What do you think the next step is here? What do you think is going
to
happen now?
An important element of that is to create a division between Sunni Muslims and Shiite Muslims, which is very important to them, because they now say, look, the Arab world is split, and they turn them against one another, and then they can play the role of intermediary to steal territory from these countries, as they are today stealing territory from northern Lebanon. But you can see from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 27, that they have planned this for 2,500 years. All these minor pretexts to any rational person justify nothing other than to try to pursue peace so that these minor skirmishes cease to happen. And what happened before these terribly minor, more minor than a traffic accident, because the soldiers were taken, they were not killed. Would we go to war over a car accident where four people were killed? Of course not. This is obviously a pretext. And what led up to the tensions where this pretext could be interpreted by irrational people in the way that it has? The deliberate persecution of helpless people in Gaza, and the whole world has been silent about it, and the whole world is letting these people die off. Now, what are people supposed to do to respond to that?
Well, I've just been, you know, Chris, I sat in front of this computer screen that I'm sitting in front of now, and I saw those young Israeli girls signing those bombs, and I thought to myself, I'm witnessing evil at a level that I didn't know existed in the world.
You're witnessing Judaism at its best. That immediately reminded me of the Purim festival, where Jewish children were taught to write the name of Haman onto two rocks and to pound those rocks violently against each other until the name of Haman is obliterated.
What is Haman?
Haman to them today represents the world of Islam, even though it initially did not. They see these people as the Amalekites, and they want to exterminate every last one of them. And they celebrate in orgies of violence the utter destruction of these people. And they believe that if they fail to kill off every last one of them, to lay all their cities in ruins, to burn down their groves and smash their altars, that God will turn against them. But if they do these evil acts, that God will make them the kings of the earth and obliterate all their enemies for them. That is Judaism. And I can quote it chapter and verse.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I sit here at dumbstruck at times by the level of malevolence and illness, and I don't know what I'm going to be able to do personally except to try and attract as many people to these facts as I can. It is a dire moment in human history, and the fact is, I've asked others to try to spread this, to go on to websites, Christopher, to go to forums, to make mailing lists, to send this as far and as wide as we can possibly get it. And even Mike Rivero, please, Mike, listen to what we've done here today and consider putting this up. Ladies and gentlemen out there listening, send this to Mike. Tell him, Daryl made an error. He didn't get his site cleaned up quick enough, and he apologizes. But that shouldn't stop us from having him help us to get this word further afield.
I call on the good Jewish people of the world, and there are millions of them, to put pressure on this rogue state of Israel to stop this aggression and to stop trying to bring humanity into World War III and to stop corrupting the governments and the press institutions of the earth to try to lead us into war and to start working for peace and for the sake of humanity.
Come on.
I mean, you know this is wrong. You know this is wrong. And it will lead to nothing good for anyone.
It already isn't leading to terrible things for a whole bunch of people, right as we speak. There are horrible things being perpetrated against innocent human beings as we talk now. This is not a what-if situation, Christopher. It's going on right now. It's happening in Iraq. If the press reports are to be believed, and I think they should be, the American soldiers are turning into murderers. Not just fighting over there and under a false lie, but actually going out and intentionally sickening their own moral structure and murdering people wholesale without provocation. These kinds of acts are degradation of the American ideal that I... Geez, you know, we've been living under a lie. There is no ideal anymore. What in the heck happened to the country? What happened to the world? These people have taken it over and sickened it in every corner. There is sickness everywhere today.
I think that's a false impression that they want to lead us all into, and I don't believe it. I see smiling children. I see people living their lives in happiness and peace, and this cannot be the image of America, and we have to stop letting them make that the image.
Well, but you know something, the cowardice, the fact that people will not even have enough respect for their own lives to try to be healthy with it. I've got off a plane, Chris, 7-8 months ago in America, and I almost fell on my knees and said, I can't believe this. I was walking around with people so sickly looking and so out of condition and so completely lost that I was blown off my feet by it. There is something afoot in America that is destroying every quality that there is there, and it has to be attacked at the root. They're putting fluoride in the water. They're putting hormones in the beef. They're sickening population. Take a look around when you go out to a shopping mall or a grocery store. The American public has become ill in almost every quarter of their lives.
Fattened cattle ready for the slaughter.
Sick. They look like they need to be rendered. It's just awful. And I can't believe that this is what America wants for itself, and I certainly don't believe that they're even aware how bad it really is.
And that it is by design that the media has been corrupted and corrupting for decades in America. But we can turn it around. If they can corrupt it, we can fix it.
If I didn't think that were true, if I didn't think we could get this stuff back on track, then I would not be doing this. I would be digging a hole in my backyard and putting a concrete dome on it. But the fact is, I'm here fighting this fight because I think good people are aware of this. There are opinion shapers listening. There are people fighting back. And it's basically, this is basically the fight, Chris. People have to go and tell people, you've heard me say this before, but now look at the evidence. And, you know, 40 million Christians can't run 300 million of the rest of them. What those other people, those 260 million others have to do is stand up and start sharing the fact that this can be shifted and changed and turned around.
And to recognize the urgent need to do so. Because once that first bomb falls, that first nuclear bomb falls, we have entered a new world, and it is not a good one.
No.
When that first justification of nuclear war happens, we will have lost everything. We will have lost our humanity. We will have entered into an era where humanity no longer exists. It will be exterminated. And we have to prevent it. And we can prevent it. And we have to start talking about peace, and we have to insist that this group of 5 million racists in the state of Israel stop this genocide against their neighbors. Now, how do we do that? The governments have to shut down the Israeli embassies and take a stand against the nation that is committing this unprovoked and illegal barbaric aggression, this act of genocide, this laying waste of the property of its neighbors. They have to boycott and put economic sanctions against the state of Israel. And if the United States tries to intervene to prevent that, they have to take actions to convince the United States that this is against the United States' interest. Because it is.
It is. Well, you know, we have more research to bring to the folks out there. We're doing this because of the events that are unfolding before our eyes and what we have witnessed going on around these events. And so we decided, you and I together here, to do this Saturday broadcast. And, of course, we've got more stuff that you're going to be digging up and we're going to be discussing in the very near future. I am asking each and every person out there listening to take serious these discussions we're having, because it is there's a dire need for sharing this information with everyone who will listen. And, you know, basically, people today cannot deny the facts anymore. It is too in your face, Chris. I mean, if somebody's trying to tell you they're not doing that, then they've definitely got some problems with their thinking, their capacities, because but that may be possible, you know. Lorraine Day shared with my listeners just the other day that, in fact, Americans have been drugged and dumbed down. And they are at a deficit today. And they are sickly as a population. And they are incapable in some ways of learning. And they do get hypnotized by nonsense from their television. And the fact of the matter is, by and large, the population is in a stasis. So what we need to do, what we need to do is do this on a personal level. Go to people, say, look, this is what's happening, and this is what you need to face. We have to shake people out of the malaise and get them to understand just how important this issue is.
And I think it's very important to show people that this has happened again and again in history. The German people were ruined by the Nazis, who were put into power at the behest of these people.
Yep.
The Russian people were ruined by the Bolshevists, who were put into power at the behest of these people. And it is happening before your eyes in America. And if you think it's not possible for it to happen in America, wake up. And may I ask people to please visit my website,
yep,
JewishRacism.com. JewishRacism.com. JewishRacism.com.
They can get there by going also to IamTheWitness.com. There's a link that brings you to Christopher's website. So you can do it either way. If you already have I Am the Witness on your favorites list, go there and then click on Chris and then make him one of your favorites so that you can stay abreast of some of the things we're talking about here. We have other guests lined up, don't we, Christopher? We're going to bring more research, more information, more verification of these facts in the days and weeks ahead. So we want people to understand that this is something we can fix, but it's a big job. We just have to start taking it on. We just have to do it now.
And to inform themselves of the facts so that they can speak intelligently and persuasively on these issues, because it will be difficult for rational people to believe that there are such evil people in the world who would intentionally and deliberately bring about World War III. Investigate the facts.
That's right.
And speak intelligently about these subjects, and you will convince people. Many people who never would have expected these things now see what's going on, and many more have to learn.
Well, you know, it's interesting when most of the alternative, the people supposedly talking about the truth, they're mired in so much minutia and so much vitriol and bickering about who, how much, and how long, and when, and where, and how about 9/11 and everything. And right under their noses is one of the most horrendous events in human history is unfolding, and that issue is being left off the table, and it needs to be front and center in everyone's mind just how dire this situation is. I, as far as I'm concerned, I think every American realizes that 9/11 was an inside job. I don't think anybody out there, unless they're lying to themselves, believes otherwise. They may not want to face it, but I think internally everyone is aware of it. So let's move on from that. We already know that's been done. Let's move on to the next stage of this, what they're doing now, and bring this to the fore, and then start talking about ways of getting them exposed for what's going on, and start talking about these solutions that we've got.
I think the 9/11 movement should be congratulated for creating a fertile ground and a series of networks to communicate information that government cannot always be trusted, and that religions have been infiltrated by people who intend harm.
Yeah.
And now we can use that fertile ground to an even higher purpose to prevent the World War III that they have planned for us and that they are trying to foist upon us against our will. And that is a much more significant issue than 9/11 was. And it is a good thing that this network has been established to communicate these facts.
I agree with that. But it still needs to be understood that we have to move on to this more dire of consequences that we've discussed. Because if we don't, we're not going to get the kind of traction we need to make the difference. So it's imperative that this battling back begins now.
And if the world community is able to contain Israel's aggression to South Lebanon, and I hope that they are, what has happened should not be forgotten or forgiven. It should be remembered what their intentions were, what they tried to provoke, and that we have got to get our governments back, and we have got to get responsible, productive media back. We have to move humanity away from this decline into degenerative morals and towards peace and humanity and away from this warmongering. Why is the world warmongering for the sake of 5 million racist Israelis? Simply ask yourself that question.
There you go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is our special broadcast for this Saturday evening. I do hope you take what we've said tonight to heart and do your own investigating to find out more about this subject so that you can present intelligently and cogently these facts as they exist. And we will be bringing you more information as we research it. So until the next broadcast, Christopher, I want to thank you very much for coming on this special Saturday night broadcast. And I want to let everyone know that there is more on its way. So until the next time, please, ladies and gentlemen, do your part. I will do mine. Christopher will do his. Eric and the rest of us will all do our part. And again, take care of everyone out there and fight back and be well. Bye-bye now.